Welcome to your diary episode. Here's the thing, I'm a bit of a nomad, so these episodes come to you from wherever I'm living or travelling to at the time. So I'll share with you what's going on in my world, from book tours, animal encounters, delish meals, nature adventures, health discoveries, to swimming in hidden Byron Bay beaches. Come with me as I share my adventures with you. Welcome. So this is your diary episode, your LA diary podcast episode. Basically, it is just not day in the life, week in the life. So what's happened over the last week here in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. So I'll talk to you about like food I've tried, stuff I've done, healthy things I've found, experiences I've had, and kind of just share them with you here. Very different to the Monday episode. The Monday episode is much more interview based, and we had the incredible Hugh Van Kylenberg on the pod on Monday. And I want to give a shout out to both of his books in this episode, which I'm pretty sure I've already read and reviewed for you, but I just want to make mention of them again because they're such a good little, pocket of inspo. I was going to start with food experiences because I've had a very Americana food experience since I last spoke to you. But yesterday I went on a brand new hike. It's called Les Leones, and which is kind of in Pacific Palisades, so not too far from Santa Monica. Anyway, we're in the very beginning of our hike. I hiked with two mates from acting school, and we were hiking away. And we were all just talking about like snake dreams, but little did we know that we were going to encounter not one but two snakes on this hike. So I'm usually not scared of snakes. That's not my usual vibe, but only because we've got them in Byron. Obviously, we've got whip snake in our backyard and a python, but they're kind of gentle. Of course, if I saw a brown snake or a red-bellied black snake in Australia, I'd be petrified. So same kind of goes for here with rattlesnakes. They're poisonous and, you know, you need to get rushed to hospital straight away. So anyway, we're walking on this hike and it's like a really skinny little trail to the point that you're single file and you're very close to the cliff face. So on one side you've got the cliff face and then on the other side you've got like shrubs and bush, but all going downwards. So we're walking and I hear this rustling in the side of the cliff face right next to me. I'm talking, we were just an inch or two from the side of the cliff face. And I'm like, oh, it must be a chipmunk or a squirrel because they're everywhere here and they're on the hikes and they're around your house. They're everywhere. And then we hear the rattle from a rattlesnake. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I literally look down and there is a rattlesnake right next to me, like at thigh level in the side of the cliff, all coiled up with that little S shape moving. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's a rattlesnake right next to me. I do not know why it didn't strike. I ran and jumped over it kind of thing. Like, and I just said, excuse the French, I said, that's a fucking actual snake. And then my friends ran backwards. So I was split up from my friends and there was a snake between us basically. And I kind of went, I don't know, like 5 or 10 meters away, but the trail was so skinny that I was like, oh my God, like what if there's more? Cause like it was literally just nestled in the side of the cliff. And then I could see that the snake was moving. And so I'd move further enough away that like I was, like I said, 5 or 10 meters down the track, they were behind the snake. And you just see the snake cross the path and the little rattle going in the air. So the snake was like black and gray. And then it had this like sandy colored rattle. Honestly petrifying. And I'm telling you, I don't know why it didn't strike. Like I was literally right in the danger zone. Anyway, so that happened, rattlesnake. And then we saw a snake on the end of our trail that looked super gentle. It just looked like an Australian whip snake but with a stripe down either side of it. And that's called a garner snake. And I don't think they're poisonous. They're like my mates I was hiking with were super chill when we saw that one. And it was like super mellow. I don't know if it was alive or not alive, but it was very, very mallow. But the rattlesnake is scary because they've got quite a kind of like very triangular round kind of head, and it's not, it's got like a bumpy kind of skin. And this one was, like I said, black and gray. And so I was like petrified for the rest of the hike. I was completely scared because it was so close to us. And you'd think being from Australia that I'd be fine with snakes, which I am, but like I'm fine with like gentle pythons. And you can see the way in Australia like a python moves. It's really like gentle and slow, and there's like an almost like a femininity, it feels like. Whereas like this was like the rattle was going, its little head was doing that S thing, and I was literally looked down and I saw it moving and I was like, fuck, guys, there is a freaking rattlesnake right there. Honestly, like talking to you, I'm getting sweaty palms. Okay, so that was a hike. I've done many other hikes here, but I usually do Runyon, which I did with Sam last week, and the Observatory, which is the one really close to where I live. But they've got much wider tracks, like super wide, like five people could walk next to one another. So I think that's a little bit safer, but I always see the snake holes every time. I just never see the snakes. So I would say maybe stick to well-trodden walking tracks as opposed to like this was like really like rough and very rocky, very snaky, very like super snake. And then of course like I've been Googling. So the type of snake was called an Arizona black rattlesnake. I think there's about seven types of different rattlesnakes here in like Los Angeles County. This one was totally poisonous. So the theory is you won't die, but you need to get to emergency ASAP. And I've like, it's all in the news that the rattlesnakes are coming out now because it's getting warmer here. So they're all coming out of hibernation and like people are finding them in their backyard. And like, and even I put it on Insta yesterday and people have been writing to me going, yeah, I was house sitting in Topanga, a massive snake came in and I was like, what? I did not ever think snake Los Angeles. I thought snake Joshua Tree, snake Palm Springs. I did not think like in Los Angeles. But then we are in the desert, are we not? We're in the like desert mountains here. We did also see some beautiful eagles and vultures circling above us. That was really, really nice. So got a little bit of animal, quite a few animal encounters. I have also woke up one morning to this really interesting smell. It was like a really earthy smell and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. It's kind of like super earthy but kind of sulfury, and that's the smell of a skunk. And I had no idea. And so there you go. I've also smelled a skunk, haven't seen one yet. Righto. So, whew, animal encounter. Mental, so full on. So a lot of people, like a lot of Americans are like, I hike every day. I've never seen a rattlesnake. I've now seen two. So I saw one on Joshua Tree about 5 years ago when we were doing a photo shoot there. And I just, oh, sorry. Well, I heard the rattle. So I didn't see it. I heard that. So the theory is with a rattlesnake, you'll hear the rattle and not see it. But they can strike without making that rattle sound. So we are so lucky that it made the sound. I fully clocked it. I can't believe that I clocked it. Like, that's what I can't believe. Like, I literally looked down, I saw the little head moving and I was like, oh, shiver me timbers. Just don't know why. I just don't know why it didn't strike. I cannot tell you why. Like, I don't know if I had a lucky someone looking down on me. A psychic friend of mine wrote to me and said, that was your nan looking out for you. So thank you, Nan, if you're listening. I actually wear my Nan's ring around my neck a lot. I didn't have it on yesterday because it's quite precious to me, and hiking is like, you know, you're moving around a lot and whatnot. But yeah, if you're listening, Nan, thank you. Okay, so the hikes are beautiful. Don't let my snake story deter you. Just make sure that you go on ones that are well trodden. So I would say, and like obviously we're spring, summer here now, we're the opposite season to Australia. And so I would say, like, you know, I hiked here all summer and I never saw one. I saw the holes, I hiked alone, like I felt safe. But that was on a much wider trodden path. And I think that that is the trick. You go on the big paths. And obviously they come out to sun themselves. So we were walking at like 10:30 and the sun was up and it was getting warm. And so they were obviously like, wakey, wakey, time to get warm. Right-o. Okay, so I'll give you a bit of foodie update. My friend Darren took me to like the full-on Americana diner experience. So it was such an incredible experience as far as like I've never eaten this combination of food before. Did I feel a bit like, ugh, after? Yeah, because I don't usually eat sugar and whatnot. That said, I got everything gluten-free, but I got the gluten-free waffles and fried chicken at this place called Millie's Cafe, and it's literally like an American diner. There's like 100 things on the menu. We both got a dirty chai, so that's like a chai. I got mine on, I think, oat milk, and then you put a shot of coffee in it as well. Really, really yummy. And it was very good to have that Americana experience because you're getting the salty, crunchy chicken and then you've got it with like an Americana waffle and then you put a little, it's like a berries on top and then you put some maple. Delicious. Did I pay for it later? Absolutely. So I think if I went again, I'd go, there are so many healthy options too. But he was like, you got to have the Americana experience. And I'm glad I did. It was a lot of fun. I've had some cool coffee experiences. So I had a big meeting last week and I got there super, super early because I was nervous. So I went to this place called Butter Coffee in Sherman Oaks and I ordered a small coffee. It was literally as big as my head. I've started here, if I don't drink black coffee, I'll get an almond latte with stevia and it's so yummy. So I got that. Then I've also had a beautiful matcha at Maru, which is where I go for coffee if I'm having a coffee date here near where I am in Los Feliz. And again, I get it on almond milk, a matcha on almond milk with stevia. It's still not fully summer yet. So if it's chillier in the mornings, I'll have a hot coffee. And then I'm sure in summer, I'll switch straight over to ice. But when it's iced for me, I have it without milk. I just don't like it. It's too milky for me. Oh, I sound like such a brat, but I much prefer like a hot one. I'll either get an Americano, which is similar to our long blacks in Australia, not quite the same. I think they call it a long pull here, but you've kind of got to find the specialty coffee houses to find the equivalent in America. Otherwise, it's more like filter coffee, but they're really good in LA at cold brews because it is so hot here. So that's what I would totally recommend. If you like drinking black coffee or coffee without milk in Australia and you're visiting, their cold brews, you kind of can't go wrong. Everywhere I've been to has a great cold brew. Oh, on the weekend, I had improv school on the weekend and then there was another Deadline Hollywood event, but it was online. So I just kind of like popped in and out of watching that throughout the day. But improv school was really great. We spent the whole class almost working on like tapping into emotion, which was really interesting because improv school is literally like you're in the moment. There is rarely much scene prep versus the training I've done, which is like script analysis, character prep, scene prep. Like, and you can spend, you know, 6-8 weeks preparing like one scene, one character. Whereas this is like, we'll stand in a circle and they'll be like, feel the emotion of anger. Boom. Show me the emotion of sadness. Boom. Show me the emotion of anxiety. Boom. And you don't have time to prepare. So it's a whole different beast, an amazing beast. I'm still scared by it. I wanted to share you some notes that I took from improv school. So play at the top of your intelligence. Treat the audience like they're smart. Make interesting choices. Listen. Take care of each other. Trust. Say yes on stage and in life. And then real things are the most funny. So draw on real life experiences. So I'm sure if they ask me something happened on the weekend when I go in on Saturday, sorry, something happened this week, I'll be telling the rattlesnake story because it was so scary but true. I've also been, this is more of an actor thing, but I've been setting up all my online actor profiles here, which are quite different to Australia. So the Australian and American profiles don't really talk to one another. And even if you change your residency over, which I've done, you've got to delete your Australian account, set up a brand new Americana one, and it's just quite a process. So that's been cool. I've been really trying to get that all perfect and, you know, upload resumes. And it's and because the back end of these online acting profiles aren't as seamless as like an Instagram or a Facebook, you literally feel like they were made in the 90s. And so, yeah, everything is very, very manual. But it's kind of cool, and it means that I can start submitting for commercials, TV shows. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of getting my hand, because you've got to learn the formats of each of these things. And in Australia, there's two main ones. And over here, seems like there's three main ones to be on. So that's that. Oh, more food experiences. Went to Great White in Larchmont. So I went to Great White in Venice a few weeks ago. Sam, he was like, there's one in Larchmont, we got to go. So we went. I had the most delicious poke bowl, and I had this amazing activated charcoal smoothie. So delish. Sam got chopped salad with chicken, which I also had a taste of, which was also delish. Really good. Really clean, yum. Larchmont is not too far from here too. Yeah, highly recommend Great White. What else did I have to tell you? Oh, I've collected. Can you hear this? Okay. Found a good brand of bars that doesn't use artificial sweeteners. So the Think brand I've talked to you about before, but I was looking for this flavor for ages. It's the white chocolate flavor. Good, but the best flavor is this chocolate and cream cupcake. Really good. It's got like the layers of flavor. So it's got 18 grams of protein, 2 grams of sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and it's gluten-free. So it feels like it's like a happy medium, because I obviously really have been enjoying the Barbells ones and One and Quest, but they've all got artificial sweeteners. So I'm really trying to get off them and find an alternative that's still quite high protein, low sugar, and kind of like ticks all the deliciousness baskets. I did try one other Barbell one. It was called Crunchy Fudge. It wasn't that yummy for me. It felt too artificial, maybe because I'm now getting used to the more natural ones. But 20 grams of protein, no sugar. And then I found these ones, and I think these might be the ones that I land on. They are the cleanest I have found so far. Sorry, it's the morning. You know when it's the morning and you haven't woken up yet? These are called Atlas bars. So an Atlas protein bar, 15 grams of protein, 2 grams of sugar, 3 grams of net carbs. Mind, Body, Nutrition, almond choc chip I got. It was delicious. It's keto, zero added sugar, grass-fed whey, no GMOs and no gluten. But it's got ashwagandha in it. So the ingredients, grass-fed protein whey, almond butter, non-GMO tapioca flour, chocolate chip, natural flavor, sunflower lecithin, Himalayan salt, organic ashwagandha, sweetened with monk fruit extract and coconut oil. So this feels probably like the cleanest. This brand is called Atlas. I bought two other flavors to try that I haven't tried yet. One is chocolate cacao and one is peanut butter choc chip. Let me see if it's got that. Oh, yeah, they've all got ashwagandha in them. Yeah, and sweetened with just sweet with monk fruit, which is great. And so total sugars, 1 gram. So it's got more fiber than total sugars, 1 gram. How good. So I think I'll probably switch to Atlas bars. They feel the cleanest. They taste the cleanest too. So you've kind of got to be in the mode for like tasting kind of like super clean, whereas the Think ones are kind of like that happy balance of like, oh, this feels like a treat, but they've got no artificial sweetness. So I'm still on a mission, but I would say Atlas are really clean. See if you can find them in Australia. And Think bars, I think you can find in Australia. I also found these, can you hear that? Sour fruit gummies. I think the brand is called Project 7. 6 net carbs, 3 grams of sugar, no artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, or preservatives. I was like, booyah. So it's got soluble corn fiber, allulose, organic cane sugar. Did not realize that. Rice flour, citric acid, pectin, fumaric acid, lactic acid, sodium citrate, natural flavors, turmeric extract, stevia. Honestly, I don't know what is in this, but this upset my stomach so badly. I don't know if I'm allergic to the allulose in it. I don't know if it was the corn fiber, but holy mackerel, I had like, it felt like I'd eaten gluten. So I had like those like pain, those gut pains. So probably won't be having the gummies anymore, the like low sugar gummies, just because there's something in them that makes my tummy really uncomfortable. But it's a really good alternative if you don't want sugar and you like lollies. I'm not a lolly person. I'm much more of a bar or chocolate or cookie kind of person. So I'm happy to let the cookies go, but I did want to still road test that for you. I've also found a healthy-ish chocolate. The brand, it's actually very healthy. It's called HU, Get Back to Human. Hazelnut butter dark chocolate is my favorite. Vegan, paleo, organic, 70% cacao, no refined sugar, no cane sugar, no sugar alcohols, no erythritol, no dairy or soy, no palm oil, no lecithins, no emulsifiers, USDA certified, organic and fair trade. Really, really yummy and clean. And I tried it. I've got half a bar left. I'm like, look, control yourself. So I have to hide it from myself. But that's really cool. And I've tried their cashew butter one, but I would say the hazelnut butter one is the winner. And it's got a really like creamy filling. So that's a good alternative to chocolate. That is my weekly update for you. My meeting that I told you I had last week went really well. I just don't want to jinx it though. So I'm not going to talk about it just yet until things are signed, sealed, delivered. I've learned that lesson the hard way working in the entertainment industry for most of my adult life. But fingers and toes are absolutely crossed right now. And we've got some really exciting pod news coming up very soon. The second I can announce, I will. I have been working behind the scenes to do something really, really exciting in this realm. I'm just biting my tongue until I'm allowed to. I just literally hit my nose into the mic then until I am allowed to talk about it. So hang with me. There's some really exciting stuff coming. And if you're thinking of coming to Los Angeles anytime soon, rest assured it feels very open. It feels very much back to life. Yes, I've seen two snakes yesterday, but I think if you go on like really open hikes, you'll be fine. And, you know, I'm trying to think like, is there a good omen in that? Like the fact that it didn't bite me, maybe it was like, yeah, you're in the danger zone. Yeah, it's scary, but you're going to be okay and you're going to get to the top of the mountain, which we did. And we got to the top of the mountain. Saw those amazing eagles and vultures and it was really, really cool. So that's me, Gangles. This weekend we'll mark the halfway mark of improv school and then I'm looking at another school. So I want to just keep that training pumping along, especially while I'm in America. Also, Hugh Van Kylenberg was on Monday, so he's got two books out. One is The Resilience Project, and that's all about his ethos of GEM. So it's gratitude, empathy, and mindfulness. We talk about it on the pod. It's all on the Monday episode. He's really funny too. So if you want a light, comedic, kind of funny, but like honest chat, 100% listen to the Monday ep. And the next Monday eps, or PS, Hugh's second book that is currently out now is called Let Go. Really great book, really great read, super deep, super honest. He's a legend. He writes the way he talks. So if you enjoy the pod, totally check his books out. They're available at all good bookstores in Australia and I know Booktopia as well. And then next Monday's ep, we actually have my travel advisor, Lauren, jumping on the pod, who we talk a lot about like navigating travel through the last 2 years and how travel is looking right now. She's so passionate about it and shares so much of herself on this chat. And it's just a really interesting one if you're thinking about traveling soon and like how to navigate it and what, like there are so many different things you need to do now depending on what country you go to, how soon in advance do you get a COVID test? Is it PCR? Is it RAT? Is it done by a doctor? Can you do it yourself? Like there are all these. And now in Australia, you can go to the airport early and often do these tests. So hopefully that Monday chat's going to be really helpful and really insightful around if you want to travel, yes, domestically, but also internationally. So I really hope you like it. I'll keep my diaries notes coming and hopefully have more to share with you soon. I really wanted to go to the Goop Kitchen yesterday, but there was a massive protest on. I couldn't get to it physically. So I'll try and do that in the next week so I can give you a road test of the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop Kitchen, which sounds amazing. All right, mega, mega love. Go out, do the stuff that scares you and chase your dreams. Bye.